captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
I go to Trader Joe's and the white kids are doing a floss your ass. And They're doing that one where they're like fist pumping and doing the A-Town step at the same time.
They do that at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, I just walk in Trader Joe's and I see this little kid with a bob cut doing this shit. Every time I go in there, it's always a kid with a bob cut. Y'all don't got no other hairstyles at 7?
Damn, man. Well, we already said that cut is
The Justin Bieber.
The school shooter.
That's the school shooter.
That's the school shooter cut.
Or the shooter cut.
Right
not
now,
shooter
cut, yeah. Future shooters are getting lit with the floss ass dance, bro.
Yeah. Yo, tell the CIA, yo. Go on social media and tag all of those kids doing the little, wipe your ass dance.
With the bob haircut.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, my boy was like, yeah, I can finally dance. And he did that shit. I was like, you cannot dance,
because it's
bro.
An easy dance.
White
That's why everyone loves
doing it across the board. You can't. You still can't, my guy.
There's a kid that goes to every Sixers game and does that dance. And he's famous. Like, a lot of people know him just for doing that dumbass dance.
Who came up with this dance? I want to smack the fuck out of that nigga, yo.
I went to the Jets game and they had a floss cam. Like, they would go around the stadium
floss?
And show
when
kids.
You flossing your ass cheeks?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, I want to know the origins of this one, yo.
Damn.
I'm going to Google floss your ass dance. I ain't really going to Google it. That's some weird shit going to come up with that one.
Yeah, man.
I don't want nobody going into my history after that.
Yeah.
Floss your ass dance.
Oh, yes.
I got it.
But Atlanta was nominated for a bunch of Emmys. Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, Donald Glover. Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Zazie Beetz.
I love her. I love her so much.
Well, we get into that then, because I don't.
What? Okay, let me rephrase that.
Wait. Let me get the nominations.
All right, okay.
Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, Brian Tyree Henry. I don't know who else was nominated.
That's the guy from
That's
Get Out,
Paperboy.
Right?
That's Paperboy.
Paperboy should have won that shit. His season 2 was incredible.
Yeah. He
like that episode with the woods. Like the one where he was in the woods and shit the whole time trying to get out.
Yeah.
Yo, he fucking killed season.
Paperboy is definitely a deep character in a lot of ways.
Like, and he's a classically trained actor too. Like he went to Yale and shit. Like he's
on
an actor.
This is how good he is. Would not have ever thought that about him. And really? That's how good he playing that role.
That's how good. Yo.
He good.
I'm going to play it for y'all later. Like, when you see him interviewed and stuff, he's like, I mean, how do I say this? He's like super, like, feminine and stuff. He's nothing like the Paperboy character.
I would
like
to see
you
that.
See him
That's
going
incredible.
On, he's dancing around and stuff. Like, yo, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. He's like, you know,
he's
not
really
like Paperboy.
Playing a part.
Yeah,
he's really
who's the
acting.
Other guy? Who's Paperboy's best friend? What's that guy's name in the show, you know?
Oh, Lakeith Stanfield's the actor.
Yes. Bro. That guy,
Darius,
whoever his real name is, he is going to be a legend, my niggas.
Yeah.
He's going to be great.
Nah, he's,
he's going to be great. He's already been in crazy stuff. Like, he's been in Get Out in that seminal scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one. He's been in, obviously, he's in ATL. He was in that one movie with
Sorry to Bother You.
Danny Glover. Yes, I didn't see that, but
I didn't see it either.
Know.
I'm waiting for it to come out
already
so I can
know
check
that
it out.
One's probably pretty amazing. You know, like he's picking the right roles, and he's also not putting himself out there as like the guy yet.
Yeah.
But everything he's doing is gold.
Yeah,
so
he's on the way up.
That opportunity. Woo, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for a lot of black actors, yo.
So they got best supporting actor, Paperboy got that. Lead actor Donald Glover was nominated for that. Supporting actress Zazie Beetz was nominated. All comedy series. Then they got nominated for best comedy series too. They didn't win any of those, but guest actor Cat Williams, he won. He won best actor in a comedy series.
He was good. He was good in that one.
Yo. He's good. I mean, I wish I don't know who else was nominated. I wish Paperboy won it, but Cat Williams as guest actor, he killed it.
It's always next year. A lot of these award shows, they make you have to like show and prove for a few years before they start giving you your actual just due.
And you're black.
Yeah. Now Zazie Beetz.
Yeah. She's bad as fuck, bro. Oh
yeah, she's bad, but her character...
No. That's what I was trying to clarify.
I can't stand her character. Her character is bougie and boring and annoying.
That's Donald Glover's girlfriend?
Yeah,
I don't like her. I hate her.
And when they center an episode around her, it's boring. It's always white. Fuck. She ruined that German episode.
That was trash.
What the fuck was that?
She won?
No. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, which I don't think she should even be nominated for her acting.
This is a popular show.
She's bad. Yes.
Bro.
She's bad.
Oh man!
But I know a dude, Danny Haifeng. I'm gonna send him this episode. Who went to school with her and said she was extremely boring and bougie in college.
Yeah,
like she didn't even want to be around him. Like she's like, really? Fuck out of here. Like,
I'm good, yo. I'm good with the pretty face. You have.
But
to
she
have
is. She's beautiful.
Can't just be obviously. Like beautiful and bougie. Like girls, that's not enough.
We're
killing toxic masculinity over here. We need a little bit more.
I've seen substance. Her interviews. She's whack as fuck. But
in that episode, it was pretty much just her showing off that she's half German.
Yeah.
And could speak German. I'm like, this whole plot line is weird. You just wanted to speak German on the show and say, hey, I'm German. Okay, cool.
I totally related with Donald Glover's character in that one. Like, I don't want to go to that shit.
Yeah,
that
why you wanna, whack yeah.
I don't speak German. Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Be feeling bad for him because you gotta do the most to make everybody happy around you when it's like the right thing is just to be a little selfish right now.
Like, she was probably like, hey, Donald, so you know I speak German, right? I really think this is a good, if we could showcase it in one episode where I speak German just so people can know that I speak German, I think that would really be good. And he was probably like,
fine.
All right, sure.
Why not?
Let's make it happy. We have a throwaway episode. I guess we can give you some shine.
And now she can say she's an Emmy nominee.
Yeah.
Girls, man. You guys are cool.
Like, even her episode from the first season where she was trying to get the pee so that she could take the drug test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was whack.
Get dragged on. Yeah. It's like, okay.
It was,
because she plays it like a straight man. You know what I'm saying? Like, she not like a character or anything like that. If she was like extra, then it may have something to like pull towards you. But right now, it's just like she's just a face and a person. You're a vessel.
She's the second on Viv.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
Yo. Damn. Shots. That was hurtful.
That's very true. I get that. That was an excellent analogy.
But damn.
Damn. Original
Aunt
Viv still going off.
Yeah, she's still. I don't know where. I think the second one, she's working as an interior designer somewhere. Like the second one, she's on Twitter.
Losing. First Aunt Viv is still killing Will. Like, Will don't even have no comeback. And I love Will Smith.
Yeah,
he is like, like, I wish he was like my uncle or dad or something like that. I love my dad. I'm sorry. But Will Smith's awesome.
He's fun as hell, really man. Awesome. You wish you have a cookout and Will would show up.
No. You wish Will threw a cookout and you would show up.
Invited you. Yeah. Whatever, man. You just wish
invited, bro. Like, whoa, you made it.
Yeah.
Yo, Jada could probably cook her ass off on a little. Or not, I think not.
Maybe in the earlier years. I don't know. Okay. All right.
It's kind of like my mom, I guess. Because, like, before my mom used to cook, like, meat. And she went vegetarian.
Yeah.
And she stopped, like, cooking. And then she started cooking again. And it just didn't feel the same. It's like she lost that magic.
Yeah.
It's like when you, like, Stacey Dash and you talk some shit about black people, you just start to wrinkle up.
Early Stacey Dash.
Like, black start to crack.
Clueless Stacey Dash. When she was actually clueless. Well, I mean, she's still clueless.
She's better clueless. Like, actually, really clueless.
I was in love.
I think it's the mental, because she still looks pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
It's the mental thing. It fucks with it. It's like, her mental, I can't be attracted to this.
Her mental is so bad that it just makes you not even want to think about her physical.
Bro, imagine being Stacey Dash's boyfriend. Her black boyfriend.
Weird.
Well,
you can't bring her to any cookouts.
Yo, imagine how she is. Fuck a cookout in public. Imagine how she's in private. Man. She gonna run your life, bro. Like, nah. That she's gonna, yo, you're gonna jump out a window.
Her cousin Dame. I don't even think they talk like that.
Why would they?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Dame,
like,
definitely don't give a fuck about none of that shit, yo.
If people bring her up to him, he's probably just like, probably pissed. I don't know.
Bring up that bitch, bro. Fuck out of here. Money talk, man. Yeah.
He trying to get money. And she is too. I think she does a lot of her talk to get money.
She's trying to be relevant.
Yeah. I was listening to this dude. What the fuck is his name? Jesse something. He's a black conservative talk show host on YouTube. Hmm. His skills are trash, but he gets so many views. Like, I don't even want to listen to him, even if he was saying something I wanted to hear. Mm. Like, he says nothing.
Just because you don't want to feed the beast, man.
But he's So, like, you be, like, when I was watching stuff about Serena Williams recently, his video started coming up, him talking about her. And there's so much money in just being coonish. There's so much money in that. Like, if we right now say, you know what, Boys Trip, yo, let's just be conservative, let's just start, you know, let's just totally flip and go Stacey Dash, we get mad fools. listeners, the whole hive would come in and be like, yo, listen to these guys, they're speaking the truth. We would get like mad listeners. It's money in that.
We get listeners as supporters, and we'd also get more as people that want to combat what we're saying.
And you get the people that want to fight you, so you get all sorts of energy. Fight,
that watch, you know, like, so that they can comment on it and then troll you.
So I think that's part of her thing too. It's a lot easier. You got to actually be smart. If you don't go that route, she would have something to offer to a conversation to get popular. Mm. But when you just go and just talk shit.
That's why I think the best podcasts or best shows are hosted by a person or people that are kind of like, you love listening to them, but you do not agree with everything they say. Yeah. Those are always the best.
DJ Academics.
If you agree with everything, then it could be a little boring, because it's just
DJ Academics.
DJ Academics.
Oh, no, I don't like him.
I don't watch him alone, though. I can't watch him alone.
He's just like, bro, he don't really got much of a personality. He's just like throwing shit into the fire, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He likes everything.
Joe Budden's thoughts on him.
There's not much that he doesn't like. I don't like that.
100,000, yo. Joe Budden, that's obviously, I talk about him all the time.
Yeah.
They have a good podcast. Jesus and Meryl, even, great podcast, because
they
have them controversial kind of thoughts, but at the same time, they ground level with us. That's the thing that is, like, enticing for me.
You know,
I'm relatable to them, but it's like chilling with my boys, that my boys ain't gonna think exactly the same as me. That's what conversations.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that's how you keep it going.
Like you said with the Joe Budden podcast, I'm disagreeing with them all the time, but they disagree with each other.
Yeah.
So that's
what's great about it.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow.